In today's data-saturated business landscape, the ability to extract meaningful insights without getting overwhelmed has become the defining competitive advantage. When Elon Musk was rebuilding Tesla's strategy in 2008, Analysis Without Paralysis reportedly sat on his desk, dog-eared and highlighted. Why? Because systematic analytical frameworks, not crystal balls, explain how companies like Apple consistently outmaneuver competitors, or how Amazon anticipates market shifts before they happen. The challenge isn't accessing information, it's making sense of it all in a world where the half-life of market leadership has shrunk dramatically. What once took decades now happens in months, making effective analysis not just helpful, but essential for survival. Several forces have made effective analysis increasingly vital in today's business environment. Globalization has removed geographic barriers, allowing new competitors with different approaches to emerge rapidly. The knowledge economy requires organizations to convert information into actionable insights amid overwhelming data abundance. And technological advances have created both challenges and opportunities through increased complexity and speed. Despite its critical importance, analysis remains surprisingly overlooked. Few discuss it, claim expertise in it, or analyze their own analytical processes. Common pitfalls include the tool rut, overusing familiar analytical tools, the B-school recipe, following textbook approaches without real-world adaptation, and convenient shopping, of analyzing available data rather than seeking what's actually needed. The BCG growth/share portfolio matrix visualizes resource allocation by plotting business units based on market growth rate and relative market share. The matrix identifies four strategic categories. STARS, high growth, high share, needs significant investment but develops strong margins and future cash flows. Cash cows, low growth, high share, generate reliable cash flows with minimal investment. Dogs, low growth, low share, occupy weak positions in slow markets, typically unprofitable. Problem children, high growth, low share, require heavy investment with uncertain returns. Google demonstrates this framework. Its search and ad business serves as a cash cow, while most acquisitions represent problem children. Failed ventures like Google Buzz were dogs eventually discontinued. The BCG matrix has limitations. The experience curve doesn't apply universally, and relative market share isn't always the best competitive indicator. Many companies succeed in low growth markets through differentiation rather than market dominance. Competitor analysis prevents surprises by providing a comprehensive picture of competitors' strengths, weaknesses, and likely reactions. The process follows 7 steps. Identify current and potential competitors, determine necessary information, analyze gathered data, present insights to decision makers, develop strategy, and continuously monitor competitors. Porter's Four Corners framework structures this analysis: future goals, where competitors are headed, current strategy, what they're doing now, capabilities, what they can deliver, and assumptions, potential blind spots. This creates competitor profiles that forecast responses to competitive pressures. Porter's Five Forces model explains industry profitability differences by examining 1. Threat of new entrants, entry barriers. 2. Bargaining power of suppliers, supplier control. 3. Bargaining power of buyers, customer leverage. 4. Threat of substitutes, alternative solutions. 5. Rivalry among existing players, competitive intensity. The U.S. airline industry illustrates profitability challenges with all forces at least moderately strong, featuring intense rivalry, high entry threats despite capital requirements, moderate substitute threats, and significant power held by both buyers and suppliers. Imagine spotting powerful undercurrents reshaping your industry before competitors do. This is what driving forces analysis enables, identifying significant currents that define industry events and trends. Driving forces are clusters of trends that collectively influence industry structure and competitive conduct. Analysis involves identifying the relevant forces causing change, then assessing their impact on the industry. Analysts typically use the STEEP framework: social forces, technological developments, economic developments, ecological developments, and political developments. Common driving forces include changes in growth rates, customer needs, technological innovation, globalization, production costs, and regulatory influences. Consider the digital music market circa 2011-2012. The sector faced declining growth due to smartphone competition. Innovation expanded beyond players to delivery channels, with iTunes and subscription services partnering with platforms like Facebook. Cloud technology transformed music management, while increasing global adoption of broadband internet and smartphones expanded both supply and demand. Since driving forces imply change, often a source of competitive advantage or disadvantage, understanding them helps executives anticipate industry evolution and position their organization strategically. Numbers tell stories if you know how to read them. Financial ratio analysis helps managers understand a company's performance, competitive position, and prospects while providing insight into financial and operational decision-making. Four key categories of ratios provide different perspectives. Activity ratios measure efficiency in using assets to generate revenue. Solvency ratios assess financial risk by comparing debt obligations against ability to meet them. Liquidity ratios measure how easily assets convert to cash for short-term obligations. Profitability ratios indicate financial success and growth potential. Financial ratios gain meaning through comparison, either with industry competitors or against the company's own historical performance. Effective analysis balances industry norms, trends, and competitive benchmarking. In the North American Warehouse Club segment, comparing Costco, Sam's Club, and BJ's Wholesale showed Costco leading in revenue growth and sales per store, Sam's Club with the best operating profit margin, and BJ's demonstrating the strongest net income growth. All three outperformed traditional retailers through their distinctive business models. While ratio analysis transforms data into meaningful insights, it has limitations. Financial statements are historical, offer no direct insights into future cash flow, and ignore crucial intangible assets like employee quality, brand value, and intellectual capital. Effective analysis balances art and science, combining experience, quality inputs, intuition, and models. The process relies on raw data assessed for accuracy and reliability, recognizing that sources have varying motivations and biases. Good competitive insights require understanding environments, industries, and organizations through experience, solid data, and proper analytical techniques. Analytical tools work best when used in combination. Key techniques in the Strategic Intelligence Toolkit include: STEEP/PEST analysis examines social, technological, economic, ecological, and political/legal factors. SWOT analysis evaluates the fit between internal capabilities and external possibilities. Value chain analysis identifies potential sources of economic advantage for resource allocation. Win-loss analysis gathers intelligence by examining why sales are won or lost. Issue analysis helps companies anticipate environmental changes through strategic intelligence. The primary pitfall of competitor analysis is making it the cornerstone of strategy. Companies focusing too closely on current competitors become followers rather than leaders, while constant competitor referencing blinds them to innovative approaches from potential disruptors outside the industry. After creating competitor profiles, develop strategy around key competitive considerations, determining rules of engagement, choosing where and how to compete, and developing a strategy that leverages your strengths while exploiting competitors' weaknesses. Avoiding analysis paralysis requires selecting analytical tools tailored to your specific strategic questions, not searching for a single perfect tool. By applying these techniques judiciously, organizations can transform overwhelming data into clear strategic direction. In a world of accelerating market leadership cycles, those who systematically analyze their competitive landscape will outperform those relying on intuition or past success. Strategic success depends on asking the right questions and having the analytical tools to find meaningful answers.